Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Tuesday, the 9th of February, 2021. On the podcast today, Mike Rawlson, CEO of Blaine Cowell Resources, talks about their near-surface ultra-high-grade graphite zone at their Aurum Cross project. Also on the podcast, I have 2 lists for you, the top 5 most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours, and the top 5 most read RNSs too. By the way, you can check out both these lists at voxmarkets.co.uk. We'll see lots of other content. In fact, there's an article there on Cadence Minerals, and MacArthur Minerals signs MOU with Southern Ports Authority. There's also there, register here, for MGC Pharmaceuticals webinar, Friday, 12th of February. That date is very familiar to me. Oh, yeah, it's my birthday. I'll be hosting that, I think. It's IPO coming up, and managing director there, and it's about medical cannabis, which is a big area, of course. Check that out. There's also an article there on Vissarion's graphene face mask meets highest European protection standard. And, of course, our COVID-19 index. Biggest riser there today. Gene Drive, up 15%, 135. Biggest faller, Symphony Environmental, down 16.75 pence. Check that out at voxmarkets.co.uk.
Vox Markets is an online community of investors that runs a free mobile and desktop platform that allows you to track news and updates about any UK-listed company, offering RNS push notifications, detailed charts, pricing data, and much more. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mike Rawlston, CEO of Blaine Cowell Resources, BRES, ticker there. Mike, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you've announced, you've confirmed near-surface, ultra-high-grade graphite zone. It's a graphite zone, by the way, at Aurum Cross Project. And we'll dig into that and see what you've revealed there. Before we do, as always, Mike, if someone's listening now, never heard of Blaine Cowell, just explain what you're about, please, if you could.
Yeah, Justin. Blaine Cowell Resources, ticker BRES. We acquired 100% of the Aurum Cross Graphite Project in Uganda in April last year. It's an exceptional project. Estimated 2 to 3 billion tons of high-quality graphite, and we put the whole thing into Blaine Cowell for shares in a very good tight structure that we've got there. So we're very excited about the project. It's obviously something that's happening within a very hot EV market in terms of battery metals, and we're developing the project as fast as we possibly can at the moment, kicking some good goals and ticking off some milestones.
Yeah, yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, so drilling results at Camp Load. Explain how this fits into the Aurum Cross and explain what we got here, Mike, please.
So last year we put together a 2,000-meter diamond drilling program in order to delineate approximately 8 to 10 million tons of graphite that we could bring into an indicated resource and use to put a feasibility study together. As I said, this project's got billions of tons, but you can sit there and try and drill that out for the rest of your life and still only touch a fraction of it. So we focused on a particular area where previous drilling and previous trenching had taken place from prior owners. And we were drilling that out, and it was very successfully going. And in amongst that drilling program that we did, we looked at the previous work that had been done, and we found that there was a little zone we call the Camp Load which had some high-grade results. So we dropped an initial hole in there, came back with some very good visible graphite, and we decided to take the risk and spend a little bit more money and drill that out while we were there. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to say that we've got some very, very good assay results that have come back from that. It's showing that the graphite grades in that particular zone are approximately double what the rest of the average grade is. But that'll all come out when the assay results come out in full and we get the JORC done. But what it really means for us is that there may be a high-grade pocket, which represents some low-hanging fruit for us in terms of ultimately mining, mm-hmm. because we can put that in at the front end of the mining program and get a whole lot more graphite for the same amount of mining costs that we would have got originally. So it represents a great result. We believe that there are lots of other pockets like that in this particular deposit. We're not just going to go and randomly drill everywhere to try and find them. We'll definitely look out for them as we go forward, and we may do some more drilling over the next medium term. But for now, we're going to focus on this particular area and bring that forward through JORC and into a feasibility study.
Yeah, yeah. And timelines on that, on assay results and also JORC and feasibility, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a very good question, Justin, because COVID has created such a difficult environment for people giving you deadlines and then never meeting them. There's samples down at Johannesburg in South Africa which are doing assay work for the JORC, mm-hmm. and there's samples that are heading over to Canada which are going to go into the SGS labs there for MET test work. I believe with the best knowledge that we have at the moment that we will get the assay results for the second part, which was the original drilling that we are doing over the course of the next couple of weeks, and we're looking to get the JORC resource by the end of March. So in the next 1.5 months, 6 weeks for the JORC. The MET test work might be a little bit longer because Canada are undergoing a little bit more intense COVID restrictions in terms of the labs and what they can do. But we're working through it. It's a process. You can't really rush it because it's absolutely critical that we understand what we can achieve as an end product and how the process flow looks in terms of achieving that. So we'll have a lot of news flow over the short term, medium term, and as we go forward, extending into a feasibility study beyond that. So it's all looking good.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Okay, Mike, as always, if someone's listening, likes the sound of this, and your exposure there to the EV sector, but are not yet following the story, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add Blencow Resources to their watch list, please.
I think the first thing to say, Justin, is that we've got an exceptional project. We always knew that when we acquired it, but everything we're doing is showing that it's got size and scale. It's got high grade. The flake sizes are good. We're seeing a lot of large to jumbo flakes. And the location is exceptional up in Uganda, which is a safe location. So the project itself is great. Mm-hmm. The second thing I would say is that the EV market is gaining a lot of traction. We're seeing it in the media and the news all the time. The forecast demand is definitely growing. There's a demand-supply inequilibrium that's happening, and it's only going to get a lot worse as we go forward. To put it in context, Elon Musk is saying that the Gigafactory in Nevada is going to require about 1 million tons of flake graphite itself, which represents about 2.5 times all the flake graphite that's being used in EV production today. And that's one Gigafactory that's going to require it going forward. So there's a huge EV market that's appearing, mm-hmm. and I don't think we've seen the end of it. It's probably just the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the third point I'd make is that there's enormous leverage to this EV market and the battery metals story within Blencow Resources. We've got a low market cap, about 8 to 10 million pounds at the moment. We've got plenty of news flow as we continue to develop the project, and we've certainly got the ability to upscale production down the line. So anybody who wants to come on board and follow the battery metals exponential growth, explosion, whatever you want to call it, can see their leverage in what we're doing and in our share price going forward.
Excellent stuff. Yeah, that's an amazing stat there about the gigafactories and the Elon Musk.
Absolutely.
Yeah, wow.
And Elon Musk also said in the same breath that anybody who can get their hands on any battery metals inputs should grab them with both hands because they are going to be the metals and minerals of the future. So, look, you know, Elon says a lot of things, but in this particular instance, I think what he says is absolutely correct. And, you know, we're definitely in that space.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Good to chat to you, Mike, and hopefully we'll catch up. Like I said, lots of news flow coming out, so catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Great, Justin. Thank you again. Thank you.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They're at five, Sabian Technology, 6.78% down. At four, Gene Drive, 15% up, 135. At three, Omega Diagnostics, 98.5 pence, it's up 7%. At two, Argo Blockchain, that's up 9.4% to 128. And at one, Microsake Systems, up 5.7% to 0.275. Okay, top five most read RNSs are as follows. At five, EQTech, exclusive collaboration agreement with Logic. At four, Alba Mineral Resources, test work results on Amitsoq Graphite. At three, Melody VR Group, results of primary bid offer. At two, Argo Blockchain, exercise of warrants. And at one, Vesarion, graphene enhanced face mask. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos apreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.